Good morning again, saints. For Heritage Month, we are examining the lives of five Old Testament characters under the theme, Faith in Action, Five Unlikely Heroes. The objective of this series of messages is to help us to embrace the idea that anyone can be a hero of faith if we allow God to use us. Today we look at the life of Gideon as described in Judges chapters 6 to 8. Now because Israel did evil in the eyes of the Lord, he gave them over into the hands of the Midianites. The Midianites oppressed the people for 7 years. Because of the dominance of the Midianites over them, the Israelites had to be hiding in caves, clefts of the mountains, and in the forest strongholds in order to grow their food and to do their work. The Midianites repeatedly invaded the land, coming in their thousands, taking for themselves the crops that the Israelites planted, and stole their cattle, sheep, and donkeys. The oppression was truly great. When the Midianites mustered a coalition force of 132,000 men, consisting of Midianites, Amalekites, Ishmaelites, and other eastern peoples, to fight against Israel, the people cried out to God for help. In response to their cry, God called up Gideon to rescue them. To prepare Gideon and Israel for the task of defeating the enemy, God did the following. God reminded Gideon of his identity. He declared to Gideon that he, Gideon, was a mighty warrior. Verse 12 of chapter 6. This was a prophetic declaration by God on the outcome of Gideon's life. Even though Gideon might not have seen himself as a warrior, and his halting steps of faith in the beginning certainly highlighted this, God saw not what he was, but what he would become through the strength he would provide. Secondly, God did this. He promised to be with Gideon throughout the campaign. Thirdly, God commanded Gideon to demonstrate his disassociation with idolatry of his father by destroying the idols that his father and the people around him worshipped. And lastly, he reduced Israel's army from 33,000 men to just 300 fighting men to prove to Israel that the Almighty God would deliver Israel from the enemy and to prevent them from boasting or taking credit for the victory. In response to Gideon's faith and obedience, God achieved a remarkable victory on behalf of his people. Gideon's faith involved the following: trust, as seen in his willingness to face the enemy, based simply on Yahweh's promise to be with him during the campaign. Secondly, it involved obedience, as demonstrated in him destroying the symbols of idol worship among his kinsmen, even at the possibility of them taking his life in response. And thirdly, courage, as in his willingness to face the enemy of 132,000 men with just only 300 men at the impossible odds at 450-1. Gideon's faith was not perfect, however. His walk of faith was quite halting at the beginning. When he first received a call from God to fight the enemy, he tested God several times to get the reassurance he needed in order to respond. Though God requires immediate and complete obedience to his commands, on this occasion, God was patient with Gideon and allowed Gideon to test him through the now famous test of fleece. This incident does not give license to God's people to test God's call on their lives. God still demands total and immediate response to his directives to us. What this indicates, however, is that this demonstrates another example of the mercy and grace which God so willingly extends to mankind. Though Gideon displayed great courage and bravery in going against the prevailing religious practices of his day by destroying the symbols of idol worship of his father, he did this at night, hide and lick, as we would say in Jamaican parlance. Here, his bravery was not so complete. Like Gideon, we too need to know our identity. As children of God, we are also mighty warriors. Romans 8 tells us that we are more than conquerors because of our secure position in Christ. Christ has already defeated all our foes, including death and the devil. So we face every situation we encounter from the standpoint of victory already achieved in Christ. Our identity, therefore, is not dependent on our family background or our achievements, but is based simply on the relationship God has established with us through Christ. The three elements of faith, trust, obedience, and courage are still the requirements for God's people of faith. The chief lesson we learn from the life of Gideon is that our God is willing to use imperfect people with imperfect faith to accomplish his purposes on earth. What he requires is a heart that is yielded for him to use. We can all do that. Almighty God will do the rest. And when God does his thing through us, we can only respond to him in worship and praise, because we will know that it was all his doing and not ours. We can all become heroes of faith. Just be available to God. Blessings. See you next Sunday.